This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Did God the Father make promises or vows just to God the Son, Jesus?
What we would say is in the eternal covenant spoken of in Hebrews 13:20, where the inter-Trinitarian covenant relationship was decreed from before the foundation of the world, there was a covenantal agreement. So we could say they're promissory, and that the Father would give to the Son the elect as part of the promise, and the Son would fulfill the requirement of the atoning sacrifice of those who were given by the Father to the Son to atone for.
Number 5.
What is His will?
Let's just say, for example, look, my car breaks down and I need a new car. I pray, I need a new car. You know, I need to get to work and stuff like that. And lo and behold, I don't get a new car. No one comes out of the woodwork to get me one, and I'm stuck. I have to ride my bike to work 2 miles. Is it the will of God that I have a car? Maybe not. Maybe He wants me to have some good exercise. And we sometimes think that we know what the will of God is because we base it on our needs. We fail to see sometimes that He sees beyond our needs to a greater issue within His desire, within His will, within His plan.
Number 4.
Yeah, let me tell you that the thing to do is to be careful, kind, and patient. The idea is to get the person to see that this is a human there. Also, depending on how far you can go in the conversation, men in particular need to take responsibility for their actions and not get a woman pregnant and then make her pay the price. They have to carry the child. They'll often give birth to the child. Then they have to raise the child, and the men are often not in the picture, don't want to support the child, etc. And this is in part because men have not grown up. A child says, me, me, my, mine. But an adult sacrifices himself or herself for others.
Number 3.
I heard a pastor talking about asleep in Jesus was that when you die, you're just unconscious until the rapture.
Yeah, it's called soul sleep. Soul sleep is part of the kind of a doctrine, kind of concomitant with the issue of annihilationism. I asked somebody who taught it, I said online, I said, well, what is soul sleep? Well, it's when you're unconscious. Well, that means a soul has no activity, or does it have activity? And the person said, well, there's no activity. Well, then that there's no life if there's no activity. Well, yeah, there has to be activity. Well, what kind of activity? If there's unconscious, since unconsciousness is with a physical body, but the soul is not physical, so how's the soul unconscious and is there activity with the soul? And I couldn't answer these. He couldn't. He stumbled. He didn't know what to do with these questions because they don't think through these things.
Number 2.
What is it that you can say to a Mormon, to a Islam, to a Catholic, to a Jehovah's Witness that will begin to draw them out from that deception that they're under?
Well, it's easy. What you can say is something like, Lord Jesus, please be merciful to them. Please give them light. Please open their hearts to the truth of your word.
Sure.
They will not follow a false gospel.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. The second thing is you have to understand, of course, families are important. And God does want us to have good families. But what I try and tell people is that I'm not knocking the idea of family care and the importance of family relationships. It's just that that's not the substance of the faith of Christianity. The substance of the faith of Christianity is Christ and Him crucified.
I took my son to visit my mom, who fell asleep in death, and I normally just go there to put some flowers on the grave versus make him look plain. And I never took him before, but I took him and his father, my two-year-old, and as we drive by while we were leaving, he was telling the two-year-old, do not be afraid, the zombies are good zombies. Is that some wicked thing that I, or is that just his imagination?
It's his imagination.
No, I'm
it's
like...
pretty awesome.
But he's 5, but it was scary because as we driving, he was saying, look at the zombie, cute zombie, don't be afraid. And I'm like, should I be scared?
No, he just laughed because he's heard a zombie someplace and just got to chuckle with him.
See, we study in the truth, so we don't put that stuff into our home. So I'm just like, okay. Where did he hear this from? Because we don't watch, you know.
He's got friends. It's not a big deal. Okay. I mean, I think it's funny. I'm laughing because, I love kids. The kids are awesome.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH. Or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH. For values on any MyPillow product to support truth.